Thanks to guests on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Here's a fact. 1 in 3 adults become a caregiver to a loved one in your life. So let's talk about caregiving and more. Sarah Sobel, Contract and Caregiver Resource Network Coordinator at the agency, you with your MSW and more. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thanks to you. Hey, what's a caregiver?
Well, I think anybody can. Oftentimes we find ourselves in this caregiving position if we're taking care of kids or if we're taking care of loved ones. But a caregiver is, we identify a caregiver that is caring for somebody over the age of 18 that is ill or has a disability. So that's kind of something different. I mean, you are a caregiver as a parent, but something as we're looking at these caregivers who are in this special spot, we're talking about those.
Why the statistic 1 in 3 adults becomes a caregiver to a loved one?
Because that's the way things are headed. With the sandwich generation of people taking care of their parents and taking and older adults living longer, that's about how many people are caring for aging parents or someone who is ill or with a disability. They're saying about 27% of the caregivers are the people that are in the role of the sandwich generation.
So what do you do when you find yourself in a caregiver position secondary to life happening?
Yeah. So what kind of I talk to caregivers about is I have them notice what they're doing on a daily basis. You know, I mean, it may just be, you know, we're stopping by our friend's house to just check in on her, but then you might realize that you're taking her to the grocery store once a week. Are you taking her to the doctor's appointments? Are you doing more of the, I always have caregivers kind of do an evaluation of the acts of daily living. How many things of helping that other person get through the day are you helping with? Are you assisting with them getting dressed? Are you assisting them with getting food? And when I take these caregivers through these questions, no matter what stage they're in, if they were providing care for a long time or just a short time, I start asking them what supports they have around themselves to help them with the caregiving journey.
Yeah, you remind us caregiving happens with the neighbor or the distant aunt, but it also happens with a spouse or a partner.
Correct. I mean, we can care for, you know, you never know who is going to cross your path. So you could just meet that person down the street or could be someone that you worship with at church or it could also just be, yeah, that neighbor or that distant aunt. I mean, we all could provide care to different people that walk through our lives.
Yet we know that caregiving can have its challenges, positives, negatives. How does the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan provide assistance to caregivers? When is it time to ask for help?
Yeah, I think it's never too early to ask for help or to educate yourself. And that's one of my roles at the Area Agency on Aging. I do monthly classes for family caregivers or any professional caregivers on educational classes, just things that they might come in contact with their parents or whoever they're caring for, just to provide some education. I think that it's never too late to get yourself some education. So we provide classes on a variety of topics, like Elder Law 101, Options to Maintain Independence in Their Home, which is our class next week, Thursday. But I love providing the education for these caregivers at the beginning of their journey, because I think that as they continue on, there might be not that chance for them to get out. If they're, you know, taking care of a mom with Alzheimer's, they might not be able to have the ability as the disease progresses and mom needs more assistance to get out and to have these classes. So I say get these. It's never too early to get these classes. But then another thing that I talk about is the term, you know, when we say it takes a village to raise a child, I also agree with the same. It takes a village to care for an aging parent or care for an aging older adult or a loved one, or someone with a disability. We need to create a community so that when these people are, when these caregivers are beginning the journey, that they can just grab on to other people to, you know, say, hey, Shelley, can you sit with my mom when I go for a run for, you know, a half an hour, to give that caregiver a break so they can take care of themselves. So my initial thing is, let's help you build a village. So does that mean through education of classes? Does that mean having you start making some contact with figuring out what respite looks for you? Does that mean a home health agency to come alongside you and, you know, come to the home and give support? Do you need an in-home consultation from one of our social workers to talk about some of the resources? But we just really want to come alongside these people and help them realize, come alongside the caregivers and help them realize what resources are out there.
Talk to me a little bit more, if you would, Sarah, about the Caregiver Resource Network.
Yeah, so the Caregiver Resource Network is a group of professionals, about 150 different organizations, that meet bi-monthly on a Tuesday, early Tuesday morning, and we just talk about how we can improve the care for the aging and disabled populations. So oftentimes that means improving with classes and educations. It also means providing, we have a diversity group. So we're looking at, you know, what does it look to provide care for an older adult who may identify with a gay, lesbian population, making sure that we're sensitive to all the populations that we're serving.
The importance of providing care for caregivers, somewhat in review, but there are certain situations where one finds themselves that they can't leave their loved one alone. And obviously that conversation needs to happen, right? But the importance of providing care for caregivers is to keep that caregiver healthy?
Yes. So caregiver burnout is a real thing. And so if we're, you know, that all comes with talking about that support of that village too. So, you know, and sometimes it might be the right time to place your loved one, if it is your aging parent, in a long-term home. But you know what? Is there other assistance and support that we can provide at the area agency to keep that loved one in their home? And part of that, to make that successful, having that loved one stay in their home longer, we also need to be supporting the caregiver. So if we're not supporting that caregiver that is supporting the loved one, then likelihood that person won't be able to stay in their home. So let's support both the client and the caregiver.
The classes that you present, the work that the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan does, who's eligible, and are some of these opportunities free?
Yeah, so for our Family Caregiver University, they're once-a-month educational classes, and they can get those on our website and also on the caregiverresource.net website as well, or calling the area agency. But these are once-a-month educational classes, and anyone is willing to come to these classes. We do have a $5 suggested donation at the door, but that's nothing that I hold people to if they can't afford to enter. So, I mean, the classes are by far more important that to attend than if you can't afford them. So those are once a month educational classes, and they're open to anybody that's providing care. So, or even that, or will potentially provide care. I mean, we have 30-year-olds that attend the class that are looking for resources for their grandparents, you know? Yeah, it's just a great group of people that come to these classes that all want to learn how to improve.
Great. And remind me again how to perhaps learn more about the Caregiver Resource Network.
Yeah, so that would be the website of the caregiverresourcenetwork.net, or the area agency phone number is 616-456-5664 that anybody's willing to call. You can always ask for Sarah Sobel, and I would love to answer your questions
That's
as well.
Does that also, you'll answer, that'll get me to sign up for the classes and stuff
yep.
too, huh?
That information is also on the classes as well.
Awesome. All right. There's an option. I don't want to think about the option of not getting old, so let's stay focused on getting old and taking care of our caregivers as well.
Correct.
One more time on that website, Sarah.
Caregiverresource.net, and the area agency phone number is 616-456-5664.
Thanks. Sarah Sobel, contracting Caregiver Resource Network Coordinator at the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, our senior concern segment. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.